Jones wasn't there, was it?
No,
it was their birthday.
This is July 27th, 2011. It is our next day in the last three of the Board of Equalization. First is Great Southern Bank, and that's a telephone call.
Get this back over here.
Is that 4406 or 4400?
Looks like 4406.
Please enter your account code.
With Great Southern Bank Special Asset Department. I'm currently unavailable. If you need immediate assistance, please contact Debbie Perry at 417-888-4338. And otherwise, leave a message and I will return your call when I return. Thank you.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or hold for more options.
Jessica, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization, and we had an appointment this morning to talk about a number of appeals that you had made on behalf of Great Southern Bank. If you could, would you get back with us at 417-546-7202? Thank you. Debbie, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization, and we have just left a message with Jessica Braden. We had a phone conference with her regarding a number of appeals on property assessments in behalf of Great Southern Bank this morning, and we can't reach her. Would you have her call us at 417-546-7202? Thank you.
Well, if, would everyone close out of their Excel spreadsheet so Melissa can fix it, and then she's going to give us an okay to go ahead and open it again. So it just needs to be closer so she can format. So, Don, are you in the Excel?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
I know you're not.
Tree.
Yeah, I know.
Did you?
We get the call, and let's have her call in, and we'll transfer it in here.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. She'll give me just a second. She'll tell us when it's ready.
You should be getting a phone call.
Is she in it?
With Great Southern Bank. You just go ahead and transfer her in as soon as you get the call. You should have that.
I noticed that one of our appointments later today owns a Twee House.
We had them 2 years ago.
We had Twee House.
Well, the airport winter schedule came out.
Winter?
The winter schedule, and they've got a bunch of flights. They're excited.
They added some yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, but the winter schedule is a pretty good schedule.
Well, enlighten us while we're waiting for this call to come.
Well, they have daily. They're going to have two dailies to Atlanta still through the winter, through was it January through March. They'll still maintain the Chicago four times a week, Houston four times,
Denver,
Baltimore.
I'm sorry. I was listening.
Sorry.
Hello?
Hi, this is Jessica with Great Southern.
Hi, Jessica. This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We thank you for calling in. We have you on speakerphone.
Okay.
All the Board of Equalization is here, so we can all hear you, and hopefully you will be able to hear all of us.
Okay.
I think we have, is it 10?
12.
12 parcels that you want to talk to us about this morning? We are also waiting. We had that up on computer for it to come back up. Is that?
Yeah.
I haven't tried.
Not yet. Don't come up in the Excel.
Okay. But we can't have it on the big screen. Uh-huh. No, or can we?
Yeah. We're fine there.
This is
fine.
Yeah. Okay. If you would like to begin, we're ready to hear what you have to say.
Okay, should we just go by, which one do you want to start on?
Lynn?
This property, the 0036 is the building number. I had 0473 as the first one. Property ending in .074.
Why can't we go what she just said? This is in the...
Well, does she have those numbers?
Okay, I'll have to...
Wait, hold on. I don't care.
What,
I think this property's in.
We don't know what property we're.
Do you have a number that? Do you have the numbers of the properties themselves listed?
I have parcel numbers.
Okay.
We'll just do it that way. That's fine. What's parcel?
You want to start with parcel?
Well, what I'm looking at are two different numbers, neither of which, without my computer being up, gives me the parcel number.
Okay, and I'm digging for my spreadsheet here, too. So
one that ends in 057.000? Parcel number, show me, Jim.
Yeah, the parcel number on the last six digits is 057.000.
That's what I read to her.
Okay, yeah. I'm trying to find that here.
Well, I tell you what, if you'll call...
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Yep. That is 105 Travis Trail.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I'm going to be in. Uh-huh.
All right, report.
Yes. I was on the other one. Okay, on Travis Trail, what value are you showing on that one?
James? We're showing $100,188.
Okay. We have an appraisal from this May of this year, for $75,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we sent that appraisal over by email to you. Do you have some appraisals there with this information?
We're looking right here?
Yes.
I'm not seeing anything that says $75,000 on it.
Sales comparison 65,000 is what it says.
We're looking at the appraisal that was submitted to us, and we're not finding a valuation that was placed on the appraisal for the property. We're seeing comparisons.
No sales.
Okay,
let me
look at my file here.
What is it?
65 on that.
She said it was 75. We did it. If we're looking correctly, it says 65.
Okay.
Can you scroll up?
Give me a second to dig it up.
Okay, it does say 75.
Where?
Okay.
The top center.
No, that's not it.
Scroll to the very bottom. I saw it right there in the very
it's
bottom.
It's right on the very bottom
line. Right at the bottom. Right top. Right there.
Yeah.
Bottom that's left it. Is 65,000 as of 4/18/2011.
Okay.
I was just making sure we were on 105.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Will you give us the recommendation?
Well, Jessica, so you're asking us to go with the appraisal value that was established in...
Well, you know, I don't know that you're going to want to actually use that value, but there's obviously a significant difference between the value that, the county had and this value, so I would think there's somewhere somewhere in the middle if not using this appraisal.
Why wouldn't you use the appraisal?
The only question I had on the appraisal is why we use two ranch-style homes versus a duplex. And the ranch-style homes are, if you just pulled the duplex off of there, you would see a value of $69,400 versus $77,000 up in the appraisal. And then appraise the duplex end of it at $65,000 and use that as the, with no adjustments. If they're comps, my thought is if they are comps at 77 and 69, why didn't that influence the $65,000?
You know, I can't answer that for the appraisal. I'd be happy to check with her and get back to you, or, you know, if
that's right.
You guys feel more comfortable going with 75, then maybe that's obviously better than where we are now.
Unless the board has different thoughts, my thinking is if we could go through these, because you have a grouping, we will take notes on each one. Then we'll make decisions regarding the properties, and we will notify you in writing regarding all those. Either way, whether they remain the same or whether they're lowered or whether they're not lowered enough to your satisfaction, we'll also give you the ability, and you will have the ability, to go to the State Tax Commission as well. But could we do it that way?
I don't think it's going to be that big of a fight. We just want to submit our info.
I'd make a recommendation to this board on this parcel here to move the value of this to $75,000.
Is
motion to do so on recommendations of the assessor?
And that is based on the appraisal. If you look at your comparables, and like I say, why not use those as if they're true comparables?
You can
make it so. Is there a second?
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second to lower parcel number 0036 to $75,000 as per appraisal per recommendation of the county assessor. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Let's move to the next parcel, which is 002.000.
Ron, I believe you will be able to explain this one. Their appraisal actually shows these Emerald Point lots worth $66,000, and the board has moved those to $69,900.
Okay, what's the number again?
002.000.
Am I reading that correctly, Jeff? Did you see that?
I found it.
I haven't seen it yet.
No.
41 lots was appraised for $2,100,000.
What was the value of this as she received it, James?
What's the name on this subdivision?
Emerald Point.
Okay.
Right. What was it prior to, Donna?
14,290.
It actually went down.
The value of this property, we have gone through this particular subdivision, has been lowered previously by this board to 69,900.
Okay.
And your appraisal is $2,708,000 for 41 lots, and if you take that out, multiply it out, it comes out about $66,000.
Okay, so we're close on that one?
Really close, I would think.
Yeah. Okay, all right. I don't have any objections.
Motion to apply.
Motion to apply the Emerald Point decision to this property. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to apply the Emerald Point decision to this particular property, 0377. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Let's move on to 032.107. It's at
Riverstone Drive.
Correct, at Riverbend Place.
Okay.
Here's one of them that says they feel like it's worth $300,000, Jeff.
What is her comment on this?
Is it appraisal for that?
I think this is the one.
Well, that appraisal is a year old. It's May of 2010, but it did come in at 300.
We're at 313. So.
Yeah.
do it out of 300?
That's what they're asking for.
But so the appraisal is right.
Which floor?
We did.
Four. But let's. We've also got one at 3. We've got one at 330.
I'd like to not make a decision. This one's going to be a bigger debate because we've had some variable prices on this. We've had some at low numbers and some at higher numbers.
I think we were correct before we started jogging around.
But
is this got an appraisal with it, Jim?
Yes, it does.
Does it have a top floor and a bottom floor? Which one is this on?
2010.
Now, wait just a second, guys.
This is Jessica.
Wait a second.
We've got one of the, their fair market value is 317, 300, and we've got it on for 313.
This one, the appraisal on this particular unit came in at 300 a year ago. We feel like that's probably high now, but we don't have a more current appraisal. But typically when we have an appraisal that's a year old, the way it's going lately, it's not coming in higher if anything, they are lower. But this particular unit appraised for 300. They're all a little bit different.
Well, now, the 107 property that ends in 107, you've got fair market value on the front page of this at 317,300. And then the next page at ends in 312, it is $300,000.
It's $3 million.
$3,960,000.
So there must be two properties there?
Are you looking at the appraisal?
Yes.
The appraisal, probably his final decision could be three different figures, and then he comes to his final value.
Can we, besides this one, go on to the next one?
Yeah.
Jessica, the only reason is we've had some debate about this complex in the past.
I understand. Yeah.
And I want to be in line with what we've done before this call. And okay. I just need to look at some things, so I'd rather just, we'll come back to this one or.
Yeah, that's not that far off.
Okay, well, and we're all over the board. There's some lower and there's some higher. So I'd rather just, if we can, go past this.
We're going to try to make everything consistent within the area.
I understand.
No.
How'd you arrive at that?
Back to technicality, though. Why have we got 107 and 312 attached?
I don't understand what 312 is.
We're looking at parcel numbers.
Oh. I don't have parcel number 312.
Well, am I reading this?
I don't know. I saw him attached to
it. Okay, I see. Parcel number 312 is 32312 Riverbend Place.
Yeah, and 32107.
That's two different appraisals. That one did appraise for 317.3. Each of these units is a little different.
Right.
You're right. There are two different properties. There are two appraisals. One for 300 and one at 317.300.
So the big one's 317.
I want to... when the time comes to go back and look at Jeske's appraisal on this, because if we're reading this right, he did an appraisal on 16 existing condominium units. What I don't understand, Jeff, is the largest one down here. Where did this value come from? $3,960,000.
That's the 16.
We own some future.
That's
the
total.
Out there.
So you divide it and it comes down to this. I'm with you.
It comes out at $247,500.
All right.
I think we set those 1,700 square foot ones all at 250.
Well, this is a discussion we're going to come back to.
Yeah,
we're going to treat you just as uniform and fairly as everyone else that we establish in there. Let's look at 019.085.
This is a series of them, Ron.
It is?
Three.
Yes, these we just foreclosed on recently. Fairly recently. Do you have the appraisal there on this one? It's a lot. It's lot 155, Emery Creek Ranch. The appraisal in March of 2011 was $15,900.
Wow. It's just locked up, so I'm toast.
Your computer locked up?
Just application, so we'll go something else here.
Can you scroll?
I didn't.
This isn't the right one I'm looking for as well.
I couldn't hear her over here.
What parcel number are we talking about?
It's
0.085.
Our number would be 0470.
That's not it.
She said the appraisal, it appraised at 15.9, and we've got it assessed at 38.
We have it for 38, and what, Jessica, what was the appraisal again?
$15,900 in March of this year.
Pull it up on the map. I don't know if we've...
Hibbert Creek.
We've looked at some out there, though. I don't know if we've got any that low. But
we have an appraisal.
That's, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Can you go to the right of that? Click on the right.
Yeah. Are you looking for an appraisal?
There's a house. Give me a I'm looking for a vacant lot.
I have a
criminal
appraisal.
No, I'm not looking for an appraisal.
I'm sorry.
Is that a vacant lot?
I look. Hold on. No. Okay. It is a vacant lot. So he's on. You got him on for 38. She's got an appraisal for 15.9.
Where?
Could we jump over there and find what we have Mr. Redford's bulk lots on at, where he has many of them? You would just jump straight to the right there and keep going until you find some of his on out the ridge.
Keep on going.
He'll be out there somewhere.
What are those?
These are all lots.
Whoa,
right there.
Right there.
Right there, 3420.
That's what the last...
I'd make a recommendation to this board to put those lots on at $18,000.
Will you give me the numbers of those?
085 here, yes. 078, and 075, 8578. Okay.
Three lots.
085, 078, then we jump to 6725-1909. Okay, it's on the third page, the top one.
So it's 009?
Yes.
You had originally said 0.075. Is that yes or no?
8578 Yes, sir.
Motion to accept assessor's recommendation
of
18,000 on listed lots that we just talked about.
Second.
What we're looking at are three particular parcels. That's 0.085, 0.078, and 19.009. And there is a motion on the floor to lower each of those lots to $18,000 as per assessor's recommendation. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay.
Jess, did you get all those partial numbers?
Yes. Uh-huh. I got them. Thank you.
Let's go to your number would be 0.075.
Okay. This is going to be a group of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 houses in the same subdivision. That we just foreclosed last month. We have real recent appraisals on these. They are on Northview Drive and North Point Court. And each appraisal came in February of this year. Which parcel number do you have first?
It is
75.
Yes.
Okay, that's 149 North Point Court, and that appraised for 129 in February 2011.
Say, give me that again.
$129,000 this February.
James, am I looking at that right? It was built in 2008, base area 1525?
Yeah, but what concerns me a little bit, have you got the appraisal?
You got it right there.
Jeff, have you got it? If you look at the three comparables, we've got a sale all on Southview Drive. We've got 150, 156, and 161, but the appraisal comes in at 120. And I don't know why we would be making that many adjustments away.
I'm looking at the appraisal here. These houses are all poorly built, I can tell you that.
The square footages of all those houses are a lot larger.
Of the ones that are used as comps?
For the comps, yes. Yeah.
So I can see that the appraisal price, maybe the appraisal amount, 128.
Yeah, 128.
I will admit that there are some problems with a number of houses up there, but there's some that are not, too.
We took five back. There's a lot of foreclosures out there, and the quality is pretty poor. Quality of construction.
I'm going to move that we accept the appraisal at $128,000 for BOE numbers, for parcel ending 075.
That was 129, wasn't it, Jessica?
128.
128. Let me change mine.
I don't believe the adjustments is correct on the appraisal. Jeff?
Mm-hmm.
All three of these homes does not have basements. Our current home has a basement, so its square footage of 1614 has an adjusted area of 2601.
Big house.
It's a huge house.
Well, the comps have basements, right?
No, they're using minus numbers.
Yeah, because they have larger basements. I think the one is 1900 square foot. Well, most. You see where I'm looking?
Yeah, but I don't see minus in both numbers on square foot size and basement size.
The way I read that was that the basement on the other was a little larger, but it looks.
What are they calling 20%, Jeff?
20% finished on all of them.
Basically unfinished.
The gross living area. Comparables 1 through 3 all had roughly 300 more square feet, and that's where that deduction is.
The big number.
Yeah. And then in the basement, they all had roughly 300 square feet more, and that's where that deduction is. And the reason why that is lower is because, obviously, it's, you know, you're going to have a smaller square foot price on your basement, and that's why it's only $5,000.
The comps are all three-car garage, too. Our house doesn't even have a fireplace.
I'll make a recommendation to go with the appraisal of $128,000.
We got a motion, I think, in place.
Yes, there is a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Okay. Second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to lower BOE number 0472 to $128,000. Discussion?
I would like to have a statement made with the influence of being bank owned. Added to that motion. If
is the maker of the motion receptive to that?
No, I'll just leave it with the appraisal.
There's a motion on the floor to lower the value of 0472 to 128,000 as per appraisal. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Let's move to point 074.
Okay, that's the house in the same subdivision.
Oh, okay.
The address is 111 North Point Court. And that house appraised for 128,000 also.
Do those have the same comps? I didn't, you haven't got that up there.
Got it on for $159,298.
They use the same comps on the houses, is what I'm saying.
Probably, because that same appraiser does all these the same so I can see time. The okay.
So we can use this appraisal for all of these?
Well, this is...
They have a separate appraisal.
Yeah, this has got a separate...
It's a separate appraisal using the appraising company using the same comps, possibly, but it's a separate appraisal for this parcel.
That's what I was stating, Jim. I was just saying that the comps were the
same. Yeah. I'm going to move that we accept the appraisal of $128,000 for parcel ended in 074.
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to lower BOE number 0473 to $128,000 as per appraisal. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Let's move on to point 073.
Okay, that one is 167 North Sea Drive. And that property appraised for $137,000 February of 2011. The same appraiser appraised that house.
Oh, excuse me.
Get that looked at.
No. Let me scroll up just a little bit.
Okay. I'm going to move that we set the value of parcel ending 073 or BOE appeal number 0474 to the appraisal price of $137,000. 137?
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to lower the value of BOE number 0474 to $137,000 as per appraisal. Discussion?
This all is 073, isn't it?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, 073 is the parcel number, BOE number 0474.
Right.
I'm sorry.
$237,000 as per appraisal.
I'm just a little confused, guys. I hate to throw a kink in things. These appraisals are using the same comparables, same adjustments. The square footages are different. The square footage on this home is the same size as the square footage on the first home that came in at 128.
This one is in better condition than the other one. That first one is really rough.
Oh, okay.
The builder put tenants in them to try to cover the interest payments, so some of them have been pretty beat up.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Let's move on to 019.072.
Okay, that's 139 Northview Drive, and that appraised for
These houses had never been sold out of the bank's name?
Not yet.
Because I see where it says purchase price was $126,650. Is that when you guys bought them back from yourself?
Yeah, that's the bid price at foreclosure. So we try to give ourselves enough room to pay real estate commission and, you know, clean up of the property.
Well, now, the foreclosure, was it sold an individual first, then this is the foreclosure bid back?
That's the foreclosure bid at the courthouse. So they're bank owned now. We haven't closed the sale yet.
Motion to set value parcel ending 072 or BOE 0475 to the appraised price of $129,000.
Second.
Was the appraisal 129 or 128?
129.
Motion has been made to lower BOE parcel number 0475 to $129,000 as per appraisal. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Let's move on to parcel 019.071.
Okay, this is the last house of these houses, 113 Northview Drive. This appraised for
$136,000 in February. Okay. A motion to set value on parcel ending 071 or BOE 0476 to the appraised price of $136,000.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to lower BOE appeal number 0476 to $136,000 as per appraisal. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Now if we could go to 032.312.
That's one we had an appraisal on earlier, the first one.
I think we've been through them now.
We've got one more left, which is the 04, the parcel ending 312. We don't have that one done.
That's the River Bend.
Okay. That's that other River Bend other unit that you guys wanted to look at both.
All right, that's the other.
So there were two River Bends then.
And you're probably going to hold off until you figure out what you do with the other owners.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
What if we got that one at the 312? Have you looked at that?
No, I haven't. Your Excel spreadsheet's working again, Ron.
No, I'm on it. I'm just...
Okay. Well, I was just saying...
I thought maybe somebody had already got there.
310 is on there for me.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
We will notify you in writing, hopefully within 5 days of a final decision being made.
Okay.
And that'll be sent to you quickly.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So the last one is here.
See, but I believe this 310 one is the larger unit on top. It's 2,535 square feet.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one we set? The other was at 330, wasn't it, James?
No, it was even larger than that.
No, I meant the value we established, I think, was 330,000. Am I wrong?
I think so. No, we established the very first one was 330.
And then we had a second one.
Right.
Two couples were here, was it 300?
Right. Right.
And then we've actually changed theirs, though.
To change the 330?
To 250.
We changed the 300 to 250. We've never gone back for the one that's at 330, right?
No, because...
Right there. James, why, if this is the penthouse, would it be different than the one we had at 330? That's my question.
I can't explain that. I'd have to look at, unless we'd already talked to Great Southern Bank or something, possibly.
Well,
because it went way down from the 81,940. And there's a possibility we'd already talked to him. could, I do a couple of things from yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman.
Let me get my yesterday.
You probably won't have this. This is a run-on from yesterday. It's not filed as a BOE number. We had a comparable brought in where a gentleman's storage units had been missed. We thought, I went back and had my guys run the property record cards, and here's where they picked those storage units up. For some reason, they never got in the system.
Okay.
So we're running those storage units on, and we'll send out a new parcel, a new increased notice as quickly as possible.
Can you give us a property number that we did?
Property number is 08-8.0-34-000-000-021.000. The old value on this property was $67,594. The new value on this property with the addition of the storage units will be $313,807. And I supplied the work card. My guys picked this up on the February 6th, 2006, and it's never been in the system.
Okay.
James, what I'm seeing in, with the numbers is 08-8.0-34.000-000-021.000?
Yes.
It went from 67,594 to 313,807?
Yes.
And that's with storage units added?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there a motion to...
So moved.
...approve this run-on?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to run on previously stated number to a valuation of 313,807. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Do you have something else, James?
Yes. Parcel 08-8.0-34-000-000-000-020.000 is the same thing with the another addition of a storage unit that had been missed. The work was done on February 23rd, 2006. It had never got in the system. This was a vacant land of 5,393 appraised total.
Say that again.
5,393. We'll go to improvements and land, 363,022. We've had the computer room up this morning, and nobody can figure out why.
Is that all commercial?
It is.
Yes.
I make that motion to put this on the books, run it on, whatever the technical term is.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made to approve run-on with number previously stated, increasing valuation from 5,393 to 363,022, which is the value of the land and the storage units, as per assessor's recommendation. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
I have one more if we have time.
I'm ready.
18-1.0-01-004-002-021.001. condo left was there last year. We happened to catch it in our comparables of condos. I need to run this on at a value of $99,132.
What was it before that?
It was $30,375. That's without the building.
So you've already put that on?
We put that on, and that's
why. Okay, that's why it's in the system.
Right. It was showing $2,300 on improvement, Jim. I think we spotted that actually here at the board.
So moved to add this on.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve run-on number previously stated, increasing the valuation from $30,375 to $99,132 as per assessor's recommendation. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay.
James, did we do the Neil Murphy yesterday? We did, didn't we?
Yes.
That was controversial right off the start.
I've already done it. It's already ready to email.
Okay. All right.
James, if you could hold others, we'll come back when we get a couple more minutes. We have
sure.
a 10 o'clock. And are you here for the 10 o'clock, sir?
Yes, sir.
It says Jasper's Enterprises.
Jasper's Enterprises.
Would you like...
As well as...
Some other ones, right?
There's the two small motels.
Yeah, we've got them.
Okay.
If you'd like to come up to the podium...
Yes, sir.
Let me get over to your properties. Let's see, right here. Okay. And what is your name, sir?
My name is Charles Young. I'm manager, state local tax, for Cibas, Bear, Hoffman, McCann.
Charles. Okay, question for you. As we're getting ready to talk about this first parcel of property, where it says fair market value, it says
TBD.
To be determined. And it also says this is under appeal with the State Tax Commission?
Yes, sir. I was here last year and presented income and expense information and direct capitalization approach. At that time, your advisor, the appraiser on the board, recommended we use a gross rent multiplier, and we did receive some relief. We had third-party independent appraisal done for each property, and those have been presented to your county attorney and the assessor, and we have a hearing pending in the very near future.
For last year's taxes?
For last year, yes, sir.
Okay.
I brought those appraisals to present them to the board today.
Okay.
I have had some conversation with Mr. Strahan, and we have not been able to come to any agreement as to where the values are.
Do we have the appraisals? Or
the county has the appraisals. Okay. I have forwarded them to them, and then the attorney that we have has forwarded them to your council, the Taney County Council.
We don't have it on the computer.
We don't have them, though. Do you have them, James?
Probably somewhere.
I emailed them to you, and we discussed them on the phone.
Right, you got the numbers, though, don't you?
Yes, I have all the. I have copies of the
report. If you go, if
I
you
only
want,
brought two copies for the board. And
that's fine.
Otherwise, I'd be in here in a wheelbarrow full paper.
No, we're fine.
We're ready. Why don't we start with that?
Which one would you like to start with?
Well, this first parcel is Red Roof Inn.
Okay.
How many units is this motel?
Subject property is 105 rooms.
Thank you.
Okay. I'd like to note that the appraisal firm that we use, Shaner Appraisals, is a Kansas City-based appraisal firm. We like to use them because they do about an equal amount of work for the government as well as taxpayers.
Your value to be announced, could you reveal that to the
$930,000. If I could point your attention to the reconciliation of value page on 55, two approaches to value were used, cost, market, and income are the three generally accepted appraisal methodologies. In these reports, cost was not considered. Sales comparison and income were considered. It states that the sales comparison approach is significantly higher than the indication from the income approach. The comparables used in the sales comparison approach all require significant adjustments and are significantly superior to the subject in historic ADR, occupancy, and RevPAR. As a result, we have not relied on the sales comparison approach in our analysis. An investor in this type of property would typically consider the capitalized value of the net operating income to estimate a purchase price. Therefore, we have placed all the weight on the income approach. Based on this analysis, we estimated the market value in fee simple estate in the subject property as of January 1, 2009 to be $930,000.
And what was the sales?
The sales comparison approach on 55 came in at $1,470,000.
My recommendation to this board would be set the value at $1,470,000. As a sales comparison, be the true reflective of value based on current sales, I'm assuming.
James, do we want to do anything with this since it's going to the State Tax Commission? Does it help the taxpayer out if we change it, even though since they've appealed it? Does it relieve them for this year? Or?
Well, it's 2 years ago evidence that they're going on now, and this is current. And it'll just be simply a hearing officer or an attorney's decision on why a sales comparison approach would be overweighed by the income approach or vice versa when you get there. And we've heard many cases since I've been here that argued that there's nothing better than a sales comparison approach on motels. We have enough. You know, if we didn't have enough sales to compare, that's a different story. But when we have numerous sales to compare, then the sales comparison approach is the true reflection of value. What a willing buyer and a willing seller would pay for a piece of property.
Give me your recommendation again, James.
$1,470,000. That's based on the appraisal submitted by the...
Gentlemen, is there a motion reflecting the assessor's recommendation?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second? I'll second the motion. Is there discussion?
Why are we changing this one from the $10,000 a room we've done on several others?
First of all, you have to look at the quality.
Yeah, some are higher.
Some are higher quality motels. The 10,000 units that you guys have changed on have been questionable whether they're even going to be left as motels. They were going to go as a monthly rentals and all that type stuff.
Those are the real ones. Went from 10 to 20 on those.
Yeah, there was a range of 10 to 20,000 on
those. That would put us at 14,700 or around 14,000 a room at 1.47.
Just so everyone knows, I'm not going to vote in favor of the motion, but the reason being is taking this 09 appraisal, I would rather take the 09 appraisal and do some sort of reduction because of the economy, the market, and come up with something in between versus the 930 versus the two-year-old outdated appraisal. So that's why I'll be voting against it. Just, I think there's something in between that we could probably come to.
In between
the 930 and the 1.47.
The hotel's on for 1746.
Correct. I'm just talking about the two appraisal numbers working in between there.
Jim, I'd actually had done that with what my motion, because I was considering the amount per room, even though they're using the cost approach on the appraisal.
Right.
That's the reason I made the motion of. I assumed about 15,000. This is a more quality a motel
right.
than some of those tens.
Right. No,
and it's not as nice as the 20 per room. So that's the reason I made the motion to go ahead and set it at that. I was going to set it at 15. And
my initial thought is taking the 1.47. And then taking 15% off of that got me to 1.25. That's kind of where I was leaning toward versus the 1.4. But so I just not to just so you guys know where I'm at on the versus the motion.
Yeah.
Is there more discussion regarding the placing the value of $1,470,000? I'm also assuming whatever decision that this board makes is going to be appealed to the State Tax Commission, but that would be my guess.
It depends on where we end up with the 2010. We still have an opportunity to negotiate, and Mr. Strahan has indicated that he's willing to do so. He just has told me he has a disbelief in how low these values came in. We had some discussion about, I've worked for hotels across the country. I just had a Crown Plaza in Lenexa, Kansas. It was reduced from $14.8 million to $4.7 million. The former Adams Mark Hotel near the stadium in Kansas City was reflagged as a Holiday Inn, and they put a water park attached to it. $40 million investment sold for $3.8 million on the auction block. The Ritz-Carlton in downtown Denver, $70 million investment sold for $10 million. These were foreclosures, and they're distressed sales, but And these properties are not in that condition at this point financially, but there are numerous examples of hotels selling at 10%, 10 cents on the dollar that they have invested in. The hospitality industry is, in this area, as you know, has been severely affected by the economy. That's all I have to say.
More discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay.
Nay.
Aye.
Motion passes 3-2. Next parcel we're looking at is the Elenitas Mexican Cafe? No, is that right?
Yes,
Days
sir.
In.
It's two parcels, but they're one economic unit.
Okay. If I'm not mistaken, we show a value of slightly over $1.4 million. Yes, there it is. Okay.
I believe you need to add the hotel parcel as well. That's the appraisal that I'm presenting.
Combines
them. Okay. The restaurant is a part of the.
Hey Charles, here's the old appraisal. If you want that back, just so your records.
I don't want to keep
the other one right there too.
You don't want to keep a copy. Let's,
yes, we do.
Oh,
we're going to keep this one.
We'll keep one. Okay.
All right. So we're looking at this parcel and. Are we looking, James, is that the next parcel that's listed?
Well, I think this has a motel and restaurant on it, according
well,
to my records.
Let me click back on it then.
There's parcel ending in 002, which is the Days Inn, and then 040 is the restaurant.
040 has an old motel on it and the restaurant, an older 1994. We don't have nothing on it.
What's the other parcel you're talking about, sir?
I think it's the next one we have listed, isn't it?
Is it 002000? Is that the other one?
Yes.
Okay, that one too. We want to include that one with in
okay.
the discussion, you're saying?
Yes.
Let me call. I want to take a look at that also. All right.
Okay, so that one's at 5.5 and the other one's at 1 some. Okay.
5.32, 1.3.
That's Jameson, help me out. That's the Days Inn then, correct? The $5.5 million?
Right. 040 and 002, you're combining.
All right.
So what is the combined value that you're showing then?
I can give you the numbers. It's 1439620. And 5532123. So the combined value is
$6,971,743.
Correct.
Give me that number again, James.
$6,971,743.
Okay, got it.
Page 50 something. I will be the other.
That's what he's using to numbers. What did your sales comparison come on at?
4.24 on page 56.
Keep them going through all the other. I would recommend.
The income capitalization actually came out higher on this property
because of the restaurant.
I don't believe so. This property is 424 rooms. It is super adequate. It is overbuilt. There is no need for this many rooms on this property. As you can see on our executive summary, the 2008 average occupancy was 19.3%.
Nice.
We have not improved significantly from there.
Can I just make, are you going to make the recommendation to take the sales approach, James?
I want to hear why if your occupancy is at that, how'd the income capitalization come out?
We can go through the pro forma if you like.
What's the number on the income capitalization?
On page 56, the number income capitalization is $4,300,000. Sales comparison is $4,240,000.
I'd make a recommendation to this board to take the $4,240,000 as the sales comparison approach being.
So moved. And you're going to divide it. He has it broke down here.
Right.
You'll break it down, right?
Is that even numbers, $4,240,000?
Yes, it is. $4,240,000 even.
The allocation given to the restaurant is $720,000.
We're not doing that approach.
And then the remainder would be the...
Say that again. I'm sorry. I was.
The allocation that was given to the restaurant is $720,000, if you guys are looking to...
$720,000. Okay.
And then the remainder would be on to the...
I think that's for the 4.3, right?
Well, he's just saying take the remainder. And
$4,240,000 less $700,000 would be the motel.
Okay. Can you may have that number?
I'm on
BOE. I know that, but I guess. All right, I'm
so we'd be looking at $3,540,000, is that right?
For parcel 020?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Or 002, I'm sorry.
Yes, that's correct. All right, I'm going to move that we set value on BOE number 0468 or parcel 040.000 at $720,000 per appraisal and assessor's recommendation.
Wait, just a minute. Was it 720 or 700?
You did 720, didn't you, or say 700?
720 was the allocation and
then
the appraisal.
Then my subtraction needs to be changed.
I'll fix that.
I've got it.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Gotcha.
Do you want to include it all in one motion, so $720,000 on that parcel
and
the second parcel?
Yes, all, okay. And $3,520,000 on BOE number 0481. Per appraisal and as a recommendation.
Now I'll second.
Motion has been made and accepted, seconded to establish valuation on BOE parcel number 0468 at $720,000 and on BOE parcel number 0481 at $3,520,000 as per appraisal and assessor's recommendation. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed nay. Motion carries. Give me just a second.
Here's this fax files if you want that. We'll keep one copy for our files.
And I believe you said you had a couple of others.
There's a Howard Johnson's that is 18.10020010010002.005. I don't have a BOE number. Oh, yes, I do.
You want to do that one next?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
If we're going to continue in the same direction we have with the other two, I can direct your attention to page 56. The sales comparison approach.
Is $3.8
million. $3.8
million.
Subject property is 345 rooms. So it's in the 10,000. Per room range. This one's 22% occupancy for the year prior to the appraisal.
I cannot recommend that to this board. That drops the value of an awfully nice motel down into the 10,000 range when you just set the value of the other one at 15, almost 15,000.
Now, if you guys will take a look at all the pictures that are included. It's certainly much nicer than the ones that we've established at that value.
Yes, sir. I don't know how the sales comparison approach on it came down to the 10,000 a unit, and the other one was up to the 15, almost 16,000 a unit. I will not make a recommendation.
Tell me again what, let me back up what number this says. Okay.
How many rooms in this unit?
300 and...
345
rooms.
So that comes out 11,000 a room?
Yeah.
Once again, Mr. Strahan, this is not the sales comparison approach, but I know that the pro forma is done in the income approach. You have a property at 22% occupancy. Investors are going to look at that and hope they can turn it around, but 175.
Motion to set this motel at 5.175.
How'd you get that?
I used exactly the same as I used on the other one. They're using the income approach. I know that he says 19%. I would actually think of availability on the thing of having 345. I thought you said 342 first, and that's the way I figured it was on the rooms was 342, but then it was 345, so that's what it turned out to be.
How much per unit was that, Dan? Do you know?
That was 15,000 a unit. This is a very nice motel. I've been out there.
Did you use the 345 or the 3?
Use the 345.
Okay. It's 5175.
5,175,000. That will go. This one will go to the state tax commission. I imagine at that if it passes, because the 19%. Availability.
4.5, 4.75.
That's unusual. I mean, for that nice motel.
This is at 14,000.
Do they figure manage? I mean, I consider it that way. I've been here on this board for 7 years. Do they?
That's what we saw last
week. We figure manage. I mean, I figure management skills in this situation as far as 19% on a Howard Johnson.
Actually, it's 22% occupancy. Jasper's Enterprises has owned and operated hotels in the Midwest for a number of years. I don't think this is a management issue. I think it's a this might be one of those hotels that's in between. That the ADR is, I don't have it in front of me, but it's a little too high for your low end Super 8 people, and it's a little too low for your DoubleTree and Marriott people, and it's one of those tweeners that just. We have a national reservation network. We're located in a resort area.
Yeah, you're talking about a national chain and everything.
Yeah, Howard Hojo has been.
I shouldn't say this way, but something just don't add up.
It'll dump.
If the terminology, and that's the reason I set that at that. This motel, if you were setting it per room, would be from 18,000 to 20,000. If you wanted to use that,
if I could direct your attention to page 31, that was pictures of the rooms, and you say it's a very, very nice hotel. This is just run of the mill.
You said 21.
31.
Sorry, page 31. This is just a average middle of the road room. It's clean, but it's just. Just a regular bathroom. There's no marble countertops. There's no flat screens on the wall. There's no super plush air bed that costs $4,000 a piece. And this is just a hojo room.
Did you say a hojo room? Did you actually say? I'm just kidding.
You said hojo room.
Oh, Howard Johnson. No, the hojo.
I knew exactly what you meant.
Okay, yeah, I did. You caught me off guard. Sorry.
This is an older.
Maybe that would be Hojon.
Hojon.
Yeah.
That's not a man to
run.
I got an award for the smallest man.
That could be the reason, too, reputation. I didn't get a second, did I?
No, but I'm willing to recognize another motion.
Well, I'm going to withdraw my motion after the appearance of the room.
I'm going to move that we take the sales comparison appraisal at $3.8 million, dated this year.
You're going to cut that in half?
I'm going to set it to the sales comparison that appraisal based off the other appraisals we just used.
There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second? Is there another motion?
I split the difference of it.
Guys, I don't know.
Let me.
I don't know why you can have an appraisal of one motel on a sales comparison and showing so much per unit, and then all of a sudden have it cut right square in half to show on the next sales comparison approach. Now, I've done numbers a lot.
I can't debate an appraisal and why they do what they do.
Well, I do. That's my job, is to question why a sales comparison approach on two or three motels using comparables in the market is showing such a difference.
I understand.
The first two didn't show that difference.
I understand. I'm being consistent. That's all I'm trying to be.
What difference are you?
Well, I'm talking from 15,000 down to below 10,000 a unit.
What do you think?
We're not there, James.
Huh?
We're not there.
You're
above 10,000 a unit.
You're 11,000.
So $11,000 a unit. A little.
3.1 million?
Beautiful. 3.8 million and 345 rooms. So
it's 11,000 a unit.
And once again, this is a super adequate property that has too many rooms. Thus, your expenses are higher. You're spending money to support rooms that you'll never rent.
12,500 or 13,000. 13?
Are you leaning toward 13?
14 is 4.485.
That's 14, right? 14 is 4.8.
13 is 4.
How about 4.5 million?
Well, hand figures.
And that was, what did you have, 4.3?
4.485 is 13,000.
I'll make that motion to set the value at 4,485,000 for BOE number 0513.
I'll second that one.
There's a motion that's been made and seconded to establish the value based upon $13,000 per unit, which would bring the value to $4,485,000. Is that correct?
Yep, that's total price.
Will somebody tell me what the total valuation is if it's $14,000 a unit that has a calculator?
If it's what?
14.
Sure, 14,000 times 345 rooms is $4,830,000.
Just taking into consideration the different hotels that we've looked at, those that may not be a hotel this time next year, all the way up to a couple of hotels that were extremely nice. I'm thinking about Welk's and others. I can't see dropping this any lower than the 14, and I'm not real convinced that we should do that. I'm just giving you my thoughts before we, because we will take a vote on the 13. I'm giving you my reasoning why I'm going to vote no.
Here's my reasoning for voting yes. If you look at the pictures externally, what I see is a very nice place. Internally, if you look at their pictures, it's not that fancy. So to make it a cream puff, 20,000 a room, whatever you want to use unit, you got to probably wipe that sign off the front and then update all those rooms. And then you've got a nice facility because externally with that pool and little clubhouse, and it appears very sharp and snazzy. Internally, it's not. And that is why I am going to vote in favor of the 13. I think if with a little updating, it would run way on up towards high teens.
All good points. More discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed nay. Nay. Motion carries.
Which one do you want, sir?
How about we look at the Peachtree Inn? That is 509.
That was my second on the class. Danny's second dimension.
That's, I made some money. I don't know which one I
think it was you. That's the 1-4.
Is it good to catch you guys early in the day or by 5 o'clock in the evening? It's like, whatever. Go.
We were here until 8 last night, so it I would say it was a toss-up.
I'm really going to put
them. Some carry out, I hope, and some.
I'm going to really put them in a bind. They're going to get to do 2013.
I'm not just really finding. Did you say 501?
509.
That's DOE right up there.
And this is which? Green? No.
Peachtree.
Peachtree Inn. Okay.
This is a Singh.
Gurdip Singh.
Gurdip Singh. Okay.
This is a...
Where are you from, sir?
I'm from Kansas City.
Did I notice something on there that said Leewood, or is that just the office?
That's the office.
Okay.
I live in Olathe, Kansas.
Sure. You're in Johnson County?
Yeah.
Did you know Annabeth Serbaugh? She was the county exec until the beginning of this year.
No.
No? Okay.
Mr. Singh argued this motel not last year, but year before last, didn't he? Did you come and represent him?
No, sir.
He come in.
As I mentioned, I was here in 2010. At that time, they were looking at gross rent multipliers. This is a mom and pop. I want audited income and expense statements. I want ADR. I want RevPAR. I want occupancy. That's how I value hotels on an income approach. I got their 2010 tax return. So if we look at this $152,488 in gross revenue, and use even a 4. I think in 2010 we were discussing 3 to 4 gross rent multipliers on motels. Now this is a mom and pop. I can't tell you what the average daily rate is. I can't tell you what the occupancy is. All I can show you is what the gross income is. I'm going to suggest a value of $600,000.
How many rooms does this have?
I do not know.
James, do you know?
I believe it's got 65.
You asked for 600?
600, yes. 650 would put it at 10,000 a room. That's what you're discussing. This is at the lower end of the. It's not a national chain. It's a mom and pop. In Kansas City, we call them 40-40s. They get $40 a night and 40% occupied. This is kind of the.
That may be where the high dollar motels in Branson, Missouri. I think I'm living through an economy that is going to drive people back to $40 a night.
Yes, that's.
What was it in, James, what did you have it set in 2000? And
one?
It's 1 point.
1 million.
No, I'm talking about because he came in and argued this same motel.
I don't think he ever got anywhere with his. He never did bring an appraisal or show any.
He didn't show anything. That's the reason I'm asking. What was it set? What was it at 2009? Can we
that
see
right
that?
There, I guess.
The history. I don't have it.
It appears it was. It was doing so bad that we actually raised it, because they added an addition in 2011. So they were doing so bad they had to add an addition.
An addition in 2011?
Yes, for 2011 they built a small addition in 2010 that was added for 2011.
They added on, you're saying?
Yeah.
What was it?
Rooms or?
It was
remodel?
My guys just put addition, 2010 of.
Oh, yeah.
At a house? I'm leaning toward 11,000 a room, which would put it at 710,000. I'm just telling you what I'm leaning toward, but I don't think that's, I mean, I know it's low, but it's not 10,000 low. Oh, I'm sorry, 715. I did my math wrong. That's not a motion yet.
That's just part of your ciphering discussion?
I'm just ciphering out loud. I'm going to move to set the value of this at $12,000 a room or $780,000.
I'll second that one.
Motion has been made and seconded to lower the value of BOE number 0509 to $780,000. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion
nay.
Carries.
Who was the
nay? There are two nays, Nathan and myself. Do we have one more property?
Yes, sir.
Let me remind the board that we're two appointments behind, so.
We only have 15 minutes for this?
Yes. No, it's 10 to 15.
Oh, gosh. Put all my hearings for 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being generous with your time.
I thought we had an hour. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I thought 15 minutes apiece. Okay, I've been the guy sitting out there waiting.
Yeah.
They're running late, I know. So this last one is the Gretna Inn, parcel 18, 1.002001,
yep. 002006.
How
many rooms?
I can't tell you that. I don't know.
And I don't have it.
This gentleman did not send me any tax returns, anything. So I just leave it up to you.
Tell me what this parcel is again. Which is it?
It is 18-1.002001.
No, I mean the name. It's the Gretna Inn?
Gretna Inn, yes, sir.
It actually went down a tremendous amount in 2011.
Is it still open?
As far as I know, it is, yes.
My recommendation is to deny this one if the man don't even furnish the information to his appeal.
Motion to deny.
Well, tell me, it has gone down in value this year, correct?
Sure, it went down a bunch.
We don't even know
that's
how many
really.
I mean, if I don't have any rooms, I can't even.
I understand. I.
You got nothing.
You can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink. You know.
You're just helping.
It's a 40.
So then I'll get a. If I get a no change decision and he decides to go to the state, I can let him go to the state. I just can't dismiss his appeal though.
I've got a motion to deny.
I'm going
to
second the motion.
6, there's 12, 24, there's probably 48. So it's the same one each. Okay.
BOE 514, yes.
There's a motion on the floor to deny BOE appeal number 0514. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you all for your time.
See you, Charles.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Let's
talk.
When are you going to be done with the board and have time?
They told me sometime next December.
Okay. Well, you know how to punch in with me, or I'll send you an email and we'll catch up. And
let's
talk
get
about
it done.
This.
Yeah, there's no use.
No use to go to Jeff City.
It'll work.
All right, thanks.
What I'm showing is for the 1015 was Daniel Reeves. Was that a phone?
Yes.
And is that the number that's there?
Please enter your account code.
Yes, sir. Mr. Reeves?
Yes.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization, and I apologize for calling you late, but we were going to chat with you about a parcel that you had appealed the valuation of.
Yes, sir.
And it is a parcel of property at Oakmont Hills. Are you available to chat with us right now?
I certainly am.
I have you on the speakerphone, so all the members of the Board of Equalization are here and can hear you, and hopefully you will be able to hear us. But we are willing to and ready to chat about this particular parcel of property.
Okay. Not a whole lot to talk about, I guess. I have never dealt with this before.
That's all right.
I bought the property in March of 2009, and it was a foreclosure. And the appraised at that time, you have a copy of the appraisal there, right?
Yes, sir.
And I actually have the property listed now. You know what the appraisal was. And I've got the property listed with all furnishings right now at $184.9. And the realtor I'm using is Kelly Grisham. He's the one I also bought it from. And I deal with real estate a lot, and I was just impressed by him. And
listed for?
He has,
for with furniture.
I believe of solid understanding of the Branson area, and he said homes were going in that particular area. Some of the sold, I guess. Him, and that was
the appraisal.
Yeah, 5-1 of this year. Anyway, the 125 to 145 range. I've got the home listed at 185.9 right now. I've got about $40,000 worth of furnishing in there. Kelly's mine. He said, and he had just come from a meeting. I don't know with who, if it was Remax or what. That they figured that this lull at Branson was going to last another 3 to 5 years, which is why I'm going to go ahead and sell the house now. I'm basing off the appraisal and what he realistically thought the home. He actually wanted to list it at like 179, I think, even with the furnishing. And I would sell the house, happy to sell it at 145, maybe even less. Part of the big reason to get rid of it, I believe. And that was just my thing. And it looks like going off the valuation that 19%, that's about what you've got valued at, I guess.
Well, what you're claiming is the home with furnishings, and you say there's about $45,000 worth of furnishings in the house?
About $40,000, yeah. And we don't use the property much. I never intend on keeping it. I buy and sell real estate, but I'm not a realtor. The home, the bare home would be, and this is going off what somebody told me, 125 to 145 in that area, what they've been selling for. I know I could never get $185,000 for it without the furniture.
Dan, you don't have that in that nightly rental out in that area, do you?
It's in there, but it's just our private. Yeah, but see, that was the thing. That took a hit. Well, those old owners did some fuzzy stuff. I had friends who bought cabins, and they really got messed up. But I bought this as a foreclosure.
Is it available?
But it's in the program. I'm understanding after I got into the informal hearing process, I'm the assessor, that there's several of these log cabins in that nightly rental program in that area.
Yes, I mean, yeah, there are a lot of owners that rent. It's under new ownership now. I'm not
which one did the appraisal come in at?
125, 145.
I'm
not sure what it was. I bought it for a turnaround.
Thank you very much.
So I've not followed you yet. Is it available to rent or is it not available to rent?
Yes. I'm sorry.
So if a man could rent it, it is available for renting?
Yes.
Okay. That was the question I was asking. Thank you.
James, you get a recommendation on this one?
My recommendation would actually end up with him an increase. I would recommend lowering the value of this house to the 145, but put it on 45% commercial, 55% res, with receiving a letter of availability.
Does that go down or no?
It's going to make it go up slightly, I'm afraid. If you drop it to 145, but you're adding 32% commercial.
I'm going to make that motion to that effect. I don't know that this new information that's been. Explain to him about the letter, Ron, or somebody need to.
Well, then this is just a recommendation to the board. You guys can do whatever.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt we've got one here that's a commercial venture if it's available for rent.
James, can you massage the numbers enough to leave the assessed total at $35,070?
Not unless we drop it down to $90,000 property.
Even with the 45-55 split?
That's what I'm trying to work out here right quick.
Okay.
That's going to almost double his assessed total.
To leave it there or to drop it to 155?
Let me try one more time here.
Ooh. I'll withdraw my motion.
No.
Mr. Reeves?
It will leave it actually.
We're going to continue to talk about
exactly
this parcel of property.
Basically.
And we're looking at different properties in that area. We're going to make a decision. We will send that to you in writing. If you're not happy with the decision that this board sends, we're also going to send you information on how to appeal to the Missouri State Tax Commission, which is a very simple process, which would be the final say on the value of this property. But we need to chat about this area some more.
One thing I've kind of heard y'all speaking there, if it's going to go commercial, I've got customers booked like in the middle of August, and if it's going to go and raise that much, because I had already talked about this is a losing deal for me, I will just pull all the furnishings and I'll winterize and just let it sit there because I heard him say double the taxes.
No, let me explain. I'd miscalculated that. Right now, your assessed total at on 184,578 is $35,070. If we were to drop your value to 145, but we split it 45% commercial, 55% residential, your assessment would be $36,032.
So it would be slightly going up, right?
It would slightly go up because there would be a 15-cent surtax added to the commercial end of it. So it would go up probably $50 or $60 by lowering your valuation to the 145.
Because it's just, and when I got that, I had no idea. I was surprised at the I guess comparably compared to where I live, it's, the taxes are a whole lot higher on the property there than they are. I mean, my home here is much larger and a fraction of the cost of what that is there. So that's where I'm getting at. Again, that's for me, it won't work as a nightly rental, and is why I just seem boarded up, and I just let it sit there.
Just leave it like it is.
Thank
you, sir, for your time.
All right, y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
So this is a 1,276 square foot. Is it one of the log cabins out there?
Yeah.
How do you feel about just denying this?
I think that's...
I would accept a motion to deny.
I'd make that motion.
Is there a second?
I'm going to second it since he has it listed for the $184,000.
With 45,000 furnishing.
I have just, it's still 184,000.
Motion has been made and seconded to deny this appeal. Number 0443. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
How would you get $45,000?
Can anybody tell me how to.
That's the deal.
Has Mr. Tweehouse got two?
He comes up and wipe.
How do you pronounce Frank's last name before I call him? Could you have her make this call for me, please, Donna?
This is a 45-55 split. Should be relatively simple.
Okay. Yeah, sure. But you don't have any problem defending it, but we're not going to.
That's fine. What are you saying? What?
I'm saying that that's fine.
Do we make one? I don't know. I'm just keep that in back of your mind.
I'm saying that's fine. I'm all for that. Yes, sir. Dan, if you'd take a spot at the podium, and if you could be.
Mr. Trustee.
Is that a phone call that I need to make?
This is a quick one. You guys just asked for the letter, right?
You are.
I'm not asking.
Please enter your account code.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization, and we had an appointment to talk about an appeal on your property at Thousand Hills Condos. If you'd like to chat with us about this parcel of property, please call us at 417-546-7202. Thank you.
I think he has a cell phone number there.
Jeff, did you get your check from the county?
We held it. We didn't like the way you were voting.
I got mine.
You what?
Did you get your check from the county?
Yes.
And it was for?
What?
How much was it for?
Don't talk to each other.
I honestly don't even know.
Too much.
My wife, I didn't even get to touch it.
Another married
thing. They give him $1,500. I don't know.
You know, here's the deal. If they ever start checking signatures at the bank, I'm a forgery.
Yeah, you didn't sign your own signature card, did you?
Well, I did that, but I've not signed a check in a long time.
It'll get worse.
No doubt it.
Please enter your account code.
Yes, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Well, we're running a little bit late, and I apologize for that, but we have you scheduled to chat about a parcel of property at Thousand Hills Condos?
Yes, that's right.
I have you on speakerphone. All the board of members of the Board of Equalization are sitting here. And
okay.
I'll
put mine on speaker just a minute.
Okay.
I think I have it on speaker now.
We can all hear you, and hopefully that you can hear us.
Okay.
We're ready to talk about this parcel of property.
Yes, I am.
Go right ahead, sir.
I was wondering how our taxes is going up so much on that unit this year.
I'm going to let the assessor address this parcel. If I'm not mistaken, you're at a condo at Thousand Hills.
Right.
And first thing I want to say is that the condo is partially or mostly valued, is it not, James, as commercial property?
Right. It went to 100% commercial.
There is
And it should be residential. It shouldn't even be commercial.
Are you allowing it to be rented, sir?
Once in a great while is rented, but very seldom.
The Missouri Supreme Court has issued a ruling that we have to put these, or the assessor had to put these on at commercial. But if you will fax to us a statement that this is available less than half the time during the year, we will change your assessment to 45 commercial, 55 residential. Are you willing to do that?
We can do that very easily. That's no problem at all. But there's not a unit down there that is rented more than 45% of the time, I don't think. If all 72 units, I've served on the board down there for the last 8 or 9 years, and I don't think there's any unit down there rent 55% of the time.
Now, the key here is available. If you will send us a statement to the county assessor's office, make it out to the BOE. Do you have a pencil?
Just one moment, please.
Okay.
Okay.
That's area code 417.
Okay.
546 68440. 6840. I got confused here because Vanna White's showing me the phone number. I heard that giggle.
Okay. That's my wife.
I was hoping it wasn't you. Actually, it was one of the male county commissioners, so he was not real happy with that comment. But if you all will send us that fax, the county assessor will change the way that this property is assessed, and that value, your taxes will go down.
Okay.
Can you do that ASAP?
Okay, we can do that very easily. I can get that out of here today. Yet.
That is the fax number
you gave us there, right?
Yes, it is. 417-546-6840.
Okay. Okay, I've got a We can do that. That's not a problem. But I got a question here for you. I've done some checking and see what you got other units based at.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
And in unit in building 12, unit 1, which is next door to our unit, is based at $19,790. Ours is $31,730.
That's being 100% commercial, and theirs are residential.
Okay.
Your that valuation of yours, which is listed at $31,730, is going to go down by over half.
Okay.
But isn't it, James, or close to it?
Close.
Okay. How about unit 1 in building 11? It's only assessed at $2,300.
I don't have an answer to that.
That's the one we corrected.
We found that one actually today, or actually it was found a couple days ago or whatever, and we corrected that today.
We've increased that.
Okay. Okay. And then I got another unit down there, 12-6, which is 3-bedroom. And some of them are taxed as low as $18,000, and mine is taxed at $836,000.
$836. What's that, James? I'm not sure. Can you? I'm not following you, sir.
Okay. What on unit 12-6, which we also own down at Branson at the fairway, same building. You got them taxed anywhere from $18,000 to $36,000. Can you explain that at all?
Yeah, are you talking about assessed valuation that we base taxes on? That's not appraised value of property, of course. And
that is true, and that's what you got it taxed at.
Yes.
I got a copy of your tax paid right here.
Now, let me explain to you. Those are the differences are what are taxed at residential rates and what are taxed at commercial rates.
Okay, well,
in other words, if you
be at residential because they're not rented 45% of the time by long way.
Sir, the Missouri Supreme Court said if they're available, they have to go on as commercial. Our assessor is extending the opportunity to you to say that they're available less than half the time. I'm not talking about how much you rent them. And if you will send me a statement via fax that says they're only available less than half the time, he's going to make that correction for you.
Okay. I'll get that done today.
All right.
We appreciate that and your time. And by the way, we're looking at all the parcels down there, so we don't expect that any of them are going to be missed.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get that up to you today, then.
You tell your wife I said to quit giggling.
Okay, I'll tell her.
You folks have a good day.
Okay, she heard you on her own, so I won't have to tell her.
I'll tell Vanna over here to stop holding up that sign.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your help.
That's, whoa, I lost it. Where is it? Okay.
That's BOE 0511. Do you want to make a conditional motion or just hold?
No, let's...
hold it?
No, let's... Let's move it to the...
Hold list.
4555, based upon, we've done this with others, receipt of facts confirmed by the assessor. Is that all right?
Motion like that?
Mm-hmm.
I move. Did we do that?
Okay.
Then we can, yes. However you word it, right?
BOE parcel number 0511, a motion has been made to move it to the 4555 agreed upon assessment based upon receipt of facts confirmed by the assessor.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Nay. Motion carried unanimously. Let's jump on. We're still 51 minutes behind. Mr. Voss?
We're done.
Is that a phone also, ladies?
We get down to 1750 if you're going to be taking off early.
Is there any adjusted by your motion
here? Is this a Emerald Point? What is this?
Well, I can't tell what property it is by looking at it, but I can see that we've already made a
it's
made
Emerald
a
Point,
on.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Emerald Point, 69.9.
It went from 14,290 down to 13,280.
Can you give me the appraised value that it was?
78, I think.
78 something?
Right, I mean. $75,210 down to $69,900.
Thank you.
And that's not nearly good enough for him.
I think you just need to send them a check. And
I'm holding out for that $1,000 one.
Are you kidding? I wrote it down.
Please enter your account code.
Purchase 62.
No, sorry.
Thank you for calling Rothschild Development, Rothschild Realty, Red Brick Management, and Black Line Design and Construction. If you know the extension of the party you are trying to reach, please dial it now. For a company directory by first name, please press 2. If you are looking for an apartment, please press 3.
Hi, this is Ann Boss. Please hold.
Close.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it if you leave a message. I'll try to get back to you as soon as possible.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization, and we had an appointment to discuss a parcel of property that you have at Emerald Point. You had filed an appeal with this board. If you would like to chat with us, please call 417-546-7202. Thank you.
Oh, and by the way, do you know Mr. Tweedle?
Hey, pull the map of that particular one, see if there's any.
There's not. It's a nice corner lot up there.
You got her?
All that. Ron.
Who's yes.
Sandy Rothschild?
Pardon?
Remember Sandy Rothschild?
Wow. Okay, let's have a look see at this one.
Look where those people live.
Yeah, it's on that hillside.
Carefree, Arizona.
Where are you going to? I thought that was it. Till after lunch.
Nope. We got 20 more.
Well, not according to my list.
I got 10 more anyway. Bledsoe's was 11. Got a number there?
Phone number?
Yep.
I have an inadequate list. I don't have them.
Bob Bledsoe.
Please enter your account code.
Sarah Green.
This is Robert. May I help you?
Mr. Bledsoe, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization. You had, I'm fine. You had filed an appeal on a couple of parcels of property with us.
Yes.
I have you on speakerphone. The Board of Equalization is here, and if you are ready, we're ready to talk about those parcels.
Yes. I haven't had much time because I've had a very ill mother, and I'm actually in Missouri at the time, and I live in Phoenix. I'm not as prepared as I should be, and didn't get as much, or basically didn't get hardly anything done other than what I sent you and what Did you receive anything from Bradford Creek?
We have received what you have. We have received what you have sent, and we have a lot of information from Branson Creek, and our assessor has a lot of sales data that has been received into his office from there as well. So we're fairly prepared, but...
No. Okay, well, here's... I wasn't able to go and get a private assessor company to come in and assess the property at the time. So I'm really not prepared other than what I've sent you, and I feel that we need to... that the property is not worth what the assessor has. The last report, I think it was $112,000 or something like that.
Well, I am... give me just a second. That's not what I saw, by the way.
We have valued at $70,000.
What we have on the both of the parcels that you have in front of us, the assessor has placed a value of $70,000.
For both pieces?
Well, $70,000 each.
Right. That's way too high. I think when I talked to the assessor, I forgot his name.
His name's...
When I set this up, he said he was going to drop it from, I think, $112,000 to $70,000 at the time. I told him that it's not worth $70,000. The two pieces of property that I think you can see on the paperwork that I sent over from Branson Creek, they have two lots that are just a little smaller than mine, and I think they said it was valued at a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, of $60,000, something like that. They've had it on the market for $30,000, I believe it is, and haven't, can't get it moved. So I have no other information for you other than what I'm showing you there, and I certainly don't believe that I could get a dime more than $30,000. I've had it up for sale for over a year now and haven't had one call on it. So I don't know where the $70,000 is coming from that you would put it at now. Because I don't think anything is sold there for quite some time.
James?
Yes.
Oh, I thought maybe you wanted to address that.
Did we do a mass appraisal on those off of that?
I'd recommend to this board, I just received a letter yesterday, a sworn affidavit by a buyer in Oak Knoll that paid $55,000 for his lot. The letter's lot 27.
Hold on just a second. Where is that? That's in the same...
Yeah, Oak Knoll lot 27, 17827, 1.027 is the number. And I just received that letter.
Okay. So are you still claiming that mine should be at $70,000?
Well, we're talking about it right now, sir. The okay. The 14290 and unassessed, what is that appraised?
75.
Okay. That's what a number of these lots are that are in that area. James, are you recommending that we go to that value on this parcel of property?
If it is one, could we get a map up?
I do have, oh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, she can. There you go. One more. Can you pop? There you go.
Where's lot 27?
I think it's the one that says Scott, isn't it?
No, that's his two lots.
It's his two lots. Where's the one that he's comparing? James is comparing with it.
Be lot 27. 1027 is the one I'm... I think it'd be down on that lower back side. Or...
I'll make a trip over there.
I think I sent over a map of all the lots. I'm at 1 and 40... 46.
Yeah, we've got it. We've got the map up on the screen and we're looking at the lots right now. We're
okay.
Which number is it, James?
It's supposed to be 1027.
Oh, that was it.
There it is, James.
That's
yes.
Right, that's right back on behind the construction business, construction office, so it might be. The thing I'm wondering about, did you call in last year?
Come right here.
Did you call in last year? He can't hear you, James. Oh, there.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, he asked if you called in last year, sir.
I'm trying to think when I talked to the assessor. I know it was a few,
this golf
few
course
months
right here,
ago.
Well, now, there was a BOE action on those lots.
You
that
can see the golf course.
Those two that just so you have there at Branson Creek. What, wasn't yours pretty steep coming off of there?
Yes, very steep. And at the time when I bought it, they said, oh, it's no problem. But then all of a sudden I'm finding out that it's going to be difficult to put a driveway up.
I'd make a recommendation. Yeah, on your lot to take it to the 55,000, the one lot that's on that side of the road that you're on. There you go.
What BOE number is that?
I think it's 1231.
Yes.
And the other one's just on the back side, right?
Yeah, but it's on the better side. I'm not going to make that recommendation on
it. Well, tell me why. James, down here, where we're looking at, and I know that the one that just sold is close to that building, that also overlooks the golf course.
Yeah, but it doesn't back up to the golf course. It backs up to the back of that building, doesn't it?
Well,
it's a construction building there that's pretty
good. They've got that huge construction.
Last year.
But it's also the golf course on the other side of it there.
But we've...
If you're talking about the lots that are by that water tower and building there on that side, those were considered prime lots because you're overlooking that huge valley there where the golf course is. Right. And I think those were sold or selling for more than the ones in my value. When I bought it for, 5, 6 years ago, 8 years ago, I can't remember exactly when I bought it, I paid $45,000 and $50,000. The lot that you just talked about that sold for, $55,000? I think that was more of a prime lot than either one I have. I've got lot one looking over the road, over the highway there, the two-lane road, and then the other one has that steep incline. So so I don't...
Is the one that has the steep incline the one that's not overlooking Branson Creek Road?
Correct. Well, I guess if you get up high enough and you cleared some trees, the one that overlooks the road there is lot number one. And then right behind it is my other lot, which is 46... Is it 46 or 49?
46.
Yeah, 46. That one, you've got the road coming up into the Oak Knoll there, and the lot one faces the major road coming up to Oak Knoll, and then 46 overlooks the road that you access Oak Knoll with. Does that make sense?
Yes. We're looking at it here.
Yeah, okay. I guess my only thing is that I just the value there is $70,000. I don't think I could, it's not worth $70,000. And something did sell there out of that lot 27 you're talking about just recently sold.
Yeah, it's on down.
Yeah, but I mean, it just sold recently?
Yes.
I think at least something's moving there.
I'm not sure, but I think there's a bluff that runs right through here. And can you see the golf course?
Yes, you can from there.
From that lot, I mean.
The one that sold, Ron, I don't think you can see anything but the back of that construction company.
Huh?
If I remember right. Now you go to the next one to the right.
I looked up in here and thought,
it's a good lot.
Mind until I found out it was there somewhere. But I couldn't think about it.
Well, there's not a lot that on the back side of that 27, which you're talking about, where that building is right there. That building is at the end, right next to the water tower, that where those roads, you can go out, you can go left and go back through Oak Knoll, or you can go down the hill and go right out to the main road up to the golf course. I don't think I ever saw a lot that had that building on the back side of it. I don't even know how they could even get that sold.
We're looking at it here on the map as a plat, and this lot joins. Okay. It's not over 100 feet from the water tower.
Right, but I'm saying that the building isn't obstructing that view overlooking that valley there. What I remember is all of those being beautiful because it has that huge valley there looking down over that course. But unless they built another building there right behind that lot, I can't imagine. I thought it was off to the east side of the lot. That water tower were to the east side, but maybe I got that wrong. I don't know.
Ron, let's see if we have any more of these coming in.
I remember, but review it.
You've already done smoke note.
I know.
Well, anyway, you know, I don't have all that, you know, other stuff there, but whatever you guys come up with, I'll have to live with, but I hope you consider, and I don't think that it's worth $70,000. Either one of those lots, I can't imagine, would be worth that, and they can't even get anything sold hardly for the $30,000 that they put those other two lots at. So I would appreciate it if you could consider, really taking a serious look at that, and I don't think it's worth $70,000. I guess that one of you guys want to buy for $70,000, of course
You don't have any takers sitting here. I'm looking around. We are going to
okay.
We are going to consider this entire area, and we will get back to you in writing within 5 days of decision. Actually, Friday's the last day for BOE in Missouri. And okay. We will send you that information confirming to you. If you're not happy with what we've done, you can also appeal that decision to the Missouri State Tax Commission. But we are looking at all these lots, sir.
Well, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you calling me, and I'm sorry that I haven't been able to go out and hire someone, but I have a mother who's very ill here in Colony, Missouri, and I'm here as we speak, and I just didn't have time to get over and do that. But I appreciate your consideration on it, giving me a call, and you know what you can do, I'd appreciate it.
I appreciate that, and we wish you well with your mother, sir.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And I'll look forward to in writing to hear from you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Ron, and Boss just called back in and said she was busy at the time we called. But the number was an extension. Just to remind you, she's already been adjusted with your motion. Check the number.
In just a moment. Guys, do you want to do something with these properties? Or I know that we've looked at different properties within this area. I know, James, that you made a comment about the steepness of the one lot. There are two. You feel one's better than the other. I'm just trying to come back to some of the comments that have been made here.
The BOE made an adjustment either on the first lot or the third lot, and they made it in 2010.
Last year?
Yeah.
On his?
I'm not sure it wasn't his. That's what's confusing me. I remember talking to this guy.
Yeah, the name I know for sure. We visited with him before.
And I think we lowered him from the 100,000 to the 70. That's what I think we did.
Well, all of them are set in somewhere around that price, right?
Right, but they were at 100.
I'm going to make a motion to make that adjustment on that steep one, though, 55, and leave the other one the same.
So, as on BOE 1231, you're saying set at 55 for the assessor and then deny the request on 1232?
Absolutely.
I'll second the motion. And by denying the one that we're talking about, that stays at 70, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
For all those other lots up through there at 70?
I believe that's the motion we made on those.
Go up.
No, up on top. No.
Come down one from that. No. Go back up to the corner, please. Mm-hmm. Now, keep going like two left. Right there. See who that is.
Report.
That's one of the $55,000 or $60,000 lots. If you put that map back up, I'll show you where they're wanting to see
it. I thought we adjusted one or two of those lots
you
right there.
Right back here on this back side. Right here is where they want to check the 70s. Yes. Yes. Yes.
I thought we made the adjustment, so you already...
Is that 8550? Oh, that's on the other side.
That's the Branson building.
Okay. Let me ask if the question included both parcels.
His
motion did, my second did.
There is a motion to lower BOE parcel number 1231 to 55,000 as per assessor's recommendation and to deny parcel 1232. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion carried, 4-1.
What do you want, Nathan? I
don't know what I want. I can't get a grip on this. Why some of those are 60, some are 55, some are 70, and we just had a sale at 55. And that's a bigger lot. If you built your house just right, assuming the topography is adequate, a two-story house, you could see that golf course.
Well, you're going to be seeing the top of that construction unit, and Nathan, on that one, no matter what you do. You're looking right straight into the back door.
Not necessarily. If you don't put windows on one side and put views on the other, you could totally eliminate that building with the way you design a home.
Well, yeah, you could do that.
And that's my point.
That may be why they give less for the lot, too, because all this design and structure would have to be brought into consideration.
That wasn't Mr. Kleehouse, was it?
I'm not saying y'all did wrong. I'm just saying I wasn't ready to support it. So
I just wanted your opinion. Danny's in tears because of that, but me, I'm fine with you not liking the information.
That's all right.
David Berry.
I know how he really feels now.
Is Mr. Bard phone conference?
Yes.
You want me to come back in this phone call and we'll get with him as soon as we can?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot about her, Donna. Let me make this. This may be...
Please enter your account code.
This property is where? Emery Creek? Mm-hmm. And if it is, then we just have a bunch of appraisals up there.
Foreclosure appraisals.
This is David.
David, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Oh, hi.
We had an appeal from you on a parcel of property up at Emery Creek Ranch.
Yes, correct.
I have you on speakerphone, and the Board of Equalization is here. Are you ready to talk about this parcel of property?
Yes.
Let me click on one other thing. Well, I don't have anything on file for it, so...
Okay.
I'm showing that you're saying you believe that fair market value of this property is $151,000?
Probably close to that. When I purchased it, it was at $163,000. And the property values have gone down, and I submitted a couple of recent sales examples that are on the intersecting street in my neighborhood for homes that are larger in square footage than mine and also that have full basements. My house doesn't have a basement, and it's a smaller square footage. So the situation is now that if I were to sell the house currently, it would probably be in the less than 151, is what I was suspecting. I did have a question with the increase in the assessed value. That would place the value of my home at $177,000. But I think currently, if my arithmetic is right, with it, the way it's assessed currently, I think it's valued at $173,000 or something like that, which is higher than my purchase price 2 years ago. So as it stands now, before the increase, it seems like the property might be assessed higher than its actual value.
Chair, I would move that we reduce the amount of his property to $151,000 he's requested based on the appraisals we saw this morning and some of the other actions.
There is a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to establish the value of this home at $151,000 based on earlier appraisals. Discussion?
I have a quick question. My next door neighbor last year met with you folks, and he said that his house was listed as having a full basement, and there's only five houses on the street, and none of them have basements, so I'm not sure if that's involved in your assessment, but if you have any of the houses on the street assessed with full basements, can that be corrected?
Well, our assessor is here and he's listening, and I'm certain that they will look into that. And if there are if there are mistakes, I can assure you they will correct them.
Okay, that's great. So have we completed?
Well, no.
Oh.
Is there discussion on the motion that's on the floor?
No, I think you folks are being more than fair.
Sir, hold on just a minute. I'm asking the board members for their discussion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Jeff?
Well, I agree that these properties, this house probably does need to be lowered. I don't agree basing it on other appraisals that we've had in there today. And that's all I want.
Would you like me to remove from my comments?
I'll remove it.
I'll remove it from my comments.
Just keep it clean.
In other words, the motion is going to be to lower to 151. And I would think that the reason is those appraisals were site-specific to certain homes within the subdivision. That makes sense.
I just want to point out one thing to the...
Go.
Do you guys have your list of sales?
Yes.
Oh. Could you please turn to page 3 on that list of sales? And drop down your list almost three-fourths the way across, you'll see a sale for $169,900 on September 2010. The one right below it is $193,700 in April of 2011. You drop down toward the bottom of the page, you'll see a $165,800 in March of 2011. And you turn the page, and if you come down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, you'll see a 161 sale in August of 2010. And that's all I have to say.
Discussion, gentlemen? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion carries. Sir, you're going to receive written notification from us in just the next few days that will confirm this to you.
Okay.
And that was the only property that you had here today, correct?
Correct.
Sir, you have a nice day.
Thanks very much for your help.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
James, the different properties that are up there that we looked at this morning, those all much smaller homes that were
bank owned, foreclosures.
There's definitely two different qualities.
Two different markets out there, too.
Of houses out there.
Yeah. There sure is. His set with no basement, Jeff. But I've got his square footage at almost 2,600.
Adjusted.
Yeah, and his base area was 21 something. So, I mean, it was a big home compared to some of those we've seen at 18 with adjusted of 26, you know, two floors.
How are we doing on time? We've got.
Behind.
Okay, should I go ahead and order food then?
What are we having?
Pizza.
I want Omaha lunch meat.
Will you eat pizza?
Yeah.
Can we put Omaha lunch meat on the pizza?
I can ask for it. I'll call the meat on there. Nathan, would you accept that food?
It's all right.
It will not affect your daily per diem.
Okay, that's good.
It will, too. I'm a taxpayer.
We can go get Dr. Rose. He may be able to be able to.
Kenny, you're going to have to walk down here.
Tell me the lady's name that I'm calling about.
Ann Boss.
You're right.
It's Ann Boss.
Ann Boss.
Jeff, you good with pizza?
You what?
You good with pizza?
I'm good.
You'll eat it? Okay.
Remember, she's already.
Dr. Rose.
Is that a martini?
Come help me set
that. What are you thinking?
Actually. I thought that's what I thought. She was Emerald Point. And that she dropped from 75,000 to 69,900. Okay.
Four.
And this is the number. I'll do her right now.
What does that mean to Nathan?
No.
Oh. What does he mean by this?
What he can eat all these? He's a hearty eater.
Well, this is a decision we've already made.
Right.
Yeah. My mind.
I've got it written down. Thank you.
Okay. Huh? Four.
Yeah. Just tell them the four kinds.
One.
What's sausage?
Okay. I know
what the onions. What we got, and then we got one with everything on it.
Okay. He's placing an order. Did you just hear that?
No. It's what we got. Always got before.
Sausage.
Please enter your account code.
Res and commercial. And
then we this is like a time.
Meat lovers.
The meat lovers. Very well.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of everything on it, but if
it's supreme,
it'd have to be a big one.
And then what else you want to call?
Okay.
4,000.
Thank you for calling Rothschild Development, Rothschild Realty, Red Brick Management, and Black Line Design and Construction. If you know the extension of the party you are trying to reach, please dial it now.
Hi, this is Ann Boss.
Okay.
Please hold.
She got me that.
Hello.
Yes, this Ms. Voss?
Yes.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Ronnie?
Yes.
Okay.
And we had a parcel of property that you had appealed the valuation of.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to talk about that parcel right now?
Yes, I am.
We are calling that up, and we now have it up. And this is at Emerald Point?
Correct. It looks like it's about 15% of an acre. And when I sent you a fax, I gave you two comparables, which apparently comparable sales in that area at this time are much, much lower.
We have a number of comparables that have been shared with us that we have here on file, as well as a number that the assessor has that were not shared with us, but we have gone through those. We made one adjustment at Emerald Point probably 2 weeks ago as we were going through this process.
Okay.
And the value of your property, while not matching certainly the comparables that you have put up there, has been lowered a little. It is still a still a subdivision that we're looking at. The valuation overall of this parcel of property that you have is $75,210. The board has already lowered it and others that are there to $69,900, but we are still looking at the subdivision, and we have you on speakerphone, so we're all ready to hear any of the points that you have to make about this.
Well, mainly I have the current comparables within the last year are much lower than that, and the one I cited, I have a parcel number, which is lot 200 on Siler. It is about almost a half acre, sold for $9,900. I can give you that parcel number if you wish.
I've got it up on the big screen.
Right.
And it's 0.47 acres, so you're right, it's a half acre.
Right. About a half acre, sold for only $9,900. Then there was a lot one on Shadow Ridge, which is about the same size as mine, sold for $24,900. And mine is not a lake view.
Right. Can you pull, Lynn, up the map for me and show me where those sales were? Is that possible?
I have a parcel number on Shadow Ridge, if you'd like it.
We have that here.
Okay.
You have provided that to us, and we appreciate that.
Correct.
What we're doing currently is on the big screen, we're putting the map of where your property's at.
Okay.
And we're going to take a look at where those comparables are that you have sent to us.
Okay.
That's the one that sold.
That's one of the ones that sold, right? That's not a lake view there, is it? Can you see that from up on top?
The lake view is selling for a little bit more.
Right. I thought you had said one of these was a lake view. That's where I got that.
No, these two I cited are not a lake view.
Okay.
Which therefore is similar to mine, which is not a lake view.
Okay. And Lynn, if you would also, when you go back, would you show me where her parcel of property is?
Wasn't there 30 comparables on
Ma'am, let me tell you what the board, has established a lower value than what you have. We are still considering this subdivision, and we'll make a decision before 5 p.m. on Friday regarding this subdivision. Any changes we make, we're going to, well, whether we make any changes or not, we're going to send to you a notice of what we have done. And we will also send to you opportunity with the correct numbers, website, et cetera, to go to if you wish to appeal this to the Missouri State Tax Commission.
Yes, but I received your letter on that. I appreciate that.
All I can tell you right now is that we're continuing to look at this particular subdivision.
Okie doke.
We
sorry the comps have dropped, but they have.
Oh, no, we're well aware of that.
I was hoping to build by now, but I've not been able to.
I see that you're in St. Louis?
Yes, I am. Uh-huh.
So your temperature today is about 72?
We're supposed to go up to 100.
So are we. I was just kidding.
It was 80 last night, a couple days at 100. Last week we had 3 days over 100. Next week, a couple more days at 100.
It's just too hot.
I guess we'll get big electric bills for the air conditioning.
Well, we want to thank you for your time, and we will be notifying you very shortly.
I appreciate your help.
Yes, thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
Are we holding, or are we just applying?
I think we have to apply. We had those 51 comps this morning that come out to 66,000 in that same subdivision.
Yeah, we did have a, that's 31 of them, you're right.
31.
Plus it's my 51.
Apply the Emerald Point decision.
I'm going to make a motion to do so.
For value.
They were random.
Second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made seconded to apply the Emerald Point decision for this particular piece of property. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Grand Regency Group, that is a huge.
Yeah, and I think there has to be a.
Is that in person?
Misinterpretation of this. Because they've got fair market value at 147,000 and we got it on them for like 2 million.
Can we stand in recess for 5 minutes? Your chair has to make a run. Okay, I'm sorry, a waddle.